matters arising from those minutes. First of all, paragraph 3.3. This is the design of Longwa Road. Again, this was discussed in some detail at the task force in February. The whole issue here is around the fact that we were promised and we wish to see a tree-lined boulevard, and task force accepts that that may not be possible in the short term, but long term, that's certainly the intention. Paragraph 5.8. TD, the whole issue of coach parking facilities in Tim Sha Tsui. It is an issue, we know it's an issue, we've raised it, and TD is on to it. They're going to report to the task force at its next meeting. Obviously, it's something we need to try and at least mitigate if we can, or if not, solve. 7.12. This is dealing with the Central Kowloon route and the need for further ongoing dialogue with both the Kai Tak Task Force and the Kowloon Task Force on the design aspects of the Central Kowloon route. It has major implications at both ends of where it lands, if you like, or where it emerges at both ends from a harbourfront perspective, so that's an ongoing issue and something both the task forces will continue to monitor. And then paragraph 8.7. This is on the question of odour intensity in terms of the water quality in the harbour. And a note was circulated with a detailed comparison of other waterfronts to members on the 8th of April. But again, obviously that's something which as a commission we'll continue to monitor. Those are, in fact, the four main items I've got by way of matters arising. Members, anything else you'd like to raise? Paul, sorry, are you waving?
Yeah, Chairman, I did. I know on the EPD response on the water quality, they give us a lot of information. But we don't have from them back to us is the cost of meeting objectives that we have suggested for the main water bodies of Kai Tak and of the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter. They've given us their ways of measuring and procedures, but they're not acting on it particularly. So I think it's obviously that we've got to be very clear about the objective that we want to be met, and then the government to respond how much it will cost to reach those objectives. The Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter smells. You can't even walk around it. It's so bad. And the Kai Tak Typhoon Shelter, if we want it to be used for secondary contact water sports, the instruction for the Drainage Services Department relocation of the Shatin sewage treatment works will have to be modified to say that the water quality objective for Kai Tak is secondary water sports contact. So that the way they calculate, they set the engineering standards and the cost involved in moving from in Shatin from the waterfront to the cavern is such that the water that comes out in Kai Tak will be such that we can swim in, or basically can boat in it. Secondary contact, not swim, will be first contact with secondary contact. So I think that there's a very serious issue that we've got to be, and it's obviously from the EPD, this commission has to be clear about setting its objectives. Otherwise, we just get briefings on procedures, but we don't get an outcome that we want to achieve. So I hope that we can reiterate that today so that EPD knows exactly where we're coming from.
I think, Winnie, you were going to comment on that. Thank you.
Thank you for Paul's suggestion. We will have your comments back to EPD, and I'll ask them to report back in the respective geographical task force, especially for the Kai Tak area. As you mentioned about the Sha Tin sewage treatment plant, as far as we understand is that the water, the sewage treated from that plant that comes out from the sewage treatment plants could comply with that secondary contact standard. So that's a quick answer for Paul's question.
So So you'll take it back to EPD?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Anything else on matters arising? Thank you very much.